when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
It's Broadway to Main Street, the program that brings the magic and the music of Broadway to every Main Street across America. Here from our studio on the 14th floor of Manhattan's famed Hotel Astor, we can see glittering Times Square, the crossroads of the world. This week, the week of December 13th, 1939, we proudly welcome that legendary songwriting team, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, and Broadway columnist Ed Sullivan, along with our Broadway to Main Street regulars, Miss First Nighter Margaret Lane, Ginny the Footlights Girl, and Pops the Stage Manager. And me, I'm your announcer, Andrew Wilson, with the Hotel Astor Orchestra. And here's your host for Broadway to Main Street, the professor of the American musical, Larry Maslon.
Thanks, Andrew. It's great to be here in the studio. Outside, Times Square is bustling with folks, scurrying about with their Christmas packages and holiday shopping, jostling each other as they toddle off from their afternoon matinees or on their way to catch a show tonight. What a lovely time it was. That tune we're hearing, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, is the hit number from Too Many Girls, the latest smash from Dick Rodgers and Larry Hart, who'll be joining us later in the program. It's been a jam-packed season on Broadway, with so many big stars delivering such big shows. And of course, we'll share that excitement with you on our program. But first, that familiar knock. It must be Pops from the stage door. What's up, Pops?
Sorry to bother you, but Miss Lane wants to be let up into the studio. Is that okay?
Okay. What would Broadway to Main Street be without our own Miss First Nighter? Send her up, Pops.
Sure, if you say so.
Margaret will have all the latest on what's opened on Broadway, folks.
Oh, whew. It's simply packed down there.
Don't I know it. Good to see you, Margaret.
Nice to see you too, Professor.
I'll lay off that professor stuff, will ya? Here, let me help you with your packages. Say, anything for me in there?
You'll have to wait for our Christmas broadcast to find out. No peeking!
Well, Margaret, speaking of peeking, hey, that's a rhyme, you know. Why don't you give our listening audience a peek at what's hot on the Great White Way?
Well, only this week I caught one of the most thrilling first nights in months. Over at the 46th Street Theater, Ethel Merman and Bert Lahr are just laying them in the aisles in the risque new musical comedy, Dewberry Was a Lady.
Two of Broadway's favorites. It's so swell to see Bert back on the boards, isn't it? After his six-month trip out on the coast to MGM.
And Ethel, La Merm, as I like to call her, is at her best. You know what a big fan of hers I am.
Do I?
Why don't we treat the folks to a song from the show she did only last season, Stars in Your Eyes?
All right. Andrew, cue up Miss Merman.
I like variation. There's a pounding in my ears. I'm blushing after 7 years. That's just good circulation. I buy a dress on Monday. The dress looks great on Monday. It's on my cook by Sunday. A lady needs a change. I know my future causes, a land with fresh resources, where hay is not for horses, a lady needs a change. When Mr. Havelock Ellis tries to tell us why we're so complex, I say, Mr. Ellis, now what the hell is scientific sex? Let's say you like potatoes, and that's all you'll eat. crumble. When there's no rough and tumble, a lady needs a change. That great demand is dying, so is that great supplying. And when you both stop crying, a lady needs a change. His conversation floors you, gentle nausea, that is all you feel. How you wish you were Lucretia Borgia, just for one good meal. When all his clothes look frowsy, by 10 at night he's drowsy, by 2, boy, is he lousy. Ho ho!
That was Ethel Merman from last season's hit, Stars in Your Eyes, with one terrific song by Schwartz and Fields. She's now in Du Barry Was a Lady, and our very own Miss First Nighter caught it the other evening.
Well, Professor, it's got one doozy of a score by Cole Porter.
He's as good as it gets.
And it's a sort of time travel fantasy, where Bert Lahr is a washroom attendant, and someone accidentally slips him a Mickey, and then he wakes up in the court of Versailles.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty screwy show, Mark.
It's a lot of laughs, let me tell you. And Merman and Lahr are just hilarious together. Now, I've heard they don't get along so well off stage, but you'd never know it.
Well, that's a perfect cue. From the brand new show, Du Barry Was a Lady, here's Ethel Merman and Bert Lahr in the Cole Porter smash, Friendship.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you ever need a pal, I'm your gal.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot. Lottle, 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 ding, ding, ding.
If you ever lose your way, come to me.
If you ever make a flop, call for pop.
If you ever take a boat and get lost at sea, write to me.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it. Lotta, 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 chop, chop, chop. If you ever down a well, ring my bell.
Bung, if you ever catch on fire, send a wire.
If you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been to jail, ours will still be swell. Lottle, 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 hip, hip, hip.
Why?
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oh. Lotta, 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 chop, chop, chop.
A gong, gong, gong. A cluck, cluck, cluck.
A whoop, whoop, whoop.
I like that.
A peck, peck, peck. A push, push, push. A quack, quack, quack. A sweet, sweet, sweet. A push, push, push.
A give, give, give. When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oh. Good evening, friends.
That Cole Porter manages to come up with one hit after another, doesn't he?
And let's not forget last season's smash, Leave It to Me.
Gosh, no. That's a show that made a big star out of Mary Martin. Say, it would be swell to see her in a show with Ethel Merman, wouldn't it?
Sure would, but that's not likely, Professor. Mary Martin is a talented newcomer, and La Merm is one of Broadway's biggest stars.
Well, that may be, Margaret, but in the words of another Cole Porter show, you never know. Let's hear a little of Miss Martin's career-making number from Leave It to Me.
you're such a sweet millionaire. While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine finnan patty, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, dad, 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 daddy had. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Mary Martin. We'll look forward to her next outing on the Great White Way, won't we?
We certainly will. What's up, Pops?
Excuse me, Miss Lane, Professor. There's Mr. Sullivan at the stage door for you.
Why, it's Ed. Ed Sullivan, the Broadway columnist for the Daily News. Send him up, Pops.
Sure, sure, Will. It's just that...
Well, what is it, Pops?
It's just that Mr. Sullivan, I think he fell asleep standing up.
Gosh, no, Pops. That's just good old Ed Sullivan. He'll be fine. Just fine.
All righty, then.
Hard to believe that Ed is celebrating his 10th anniversary at the Daily News.
His little old New York column is the second thing I read every morning.
Second?
Well, after Winchell, of course.
Oh, don't tell Ed that. Oh, here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who handles the Broadway beat for the New York Daily News, Mr. Ed Sullivan.
Hello. Hello there, Larry and Margaret, and all you listeners out there along whichever main street you happen to live on.
Ed, it's always a pleasure to have you share your usual hot items from the world of Broadway.
Well, it is an exciting place. I believe the people you meet in the theater and its wings are, in the aggregate, smarter and more interesting than just about anyone else. They say that Broadway and 42nd Street is the junction of the universe, and it's about right, that.
What's the latest, Ed?
Well, as we all know, the great Jolie, that's Al Jolson, for the few of you not hep to the entertainment game, and Ruby Keeler have been married for a little over a decade now. And it's no secret that their marriage has been what they've been calling it since the days of the cavemen.
What's that?
A little rocky. Well, Jolie followed Ruby out to Hollywood after her big smash in 42nd Street, and he's been doing a few movies out there just to keep her company, really.
Yes, I saw him in Rose of Washington Square just the other week at the Rivoli.
Well, the big news is that Jolie is coming back to Broadway in the new year, starring in his very own musical, alongside his very own wife, Miss Ruby Keeler.
That is big news, Ed. Jolson hasn't been on a Broadway stage since 1931 in Wonder Bar.
That's right. The news from the coast is that it's all about a big-time radio performer. A cowboy star. That's Jolie, of course. And it's got a score by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg. They haven't come up with a title yet, but...
Well, we'll certainly hold on to our hats. That's big news for sure, Ed.
I do hope it'll bring Al and Ruby closer together.
Oh, I don't know. From what I've been covering on all those show folks, they can be mighty peculiar sometimes.
Since Margaret brought up Jolson in his latest picture, let's hear him do a song from that one. California, here I come.
When the wintry winds start blowing and the snow is starting in a fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing, and everything a sun kissed, miss head, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come. Yeah, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing, and everything a sun-kissed miss said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate. California, here I come.
Yes, sir, there's only one Al Jolson. Well, we'll look forward to seeing him next season in his new musical. It's going to be a really, really big show.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Ed. We'll see you next week.
So long, folks. And don't forget to read Little Old New York in the news every morning.
Ed always has a scoop on the main stem, doesn't he? Maybe he'll get his own show someday, huh, Margaret? Margaret, speaking of the movies, you've been to a very special movie over at Radio City, haven't you?
Yes, it's the MGM spectacular, The Wizard of Oz.
A kiddie movie, Margaret? For a sophisticate like you?
It is a sophisticated movie, Professor. MGM threw everything they've got into this one. Color, songs, dance, even some great Broadway performers like Ray Bolger, Burt Lahr, Billy Burke.
Wife of the late, great Florence Ziegfeld.
Yes, and there's this young girl, Judy Garland. She really is something. There's a song she sings with music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by Yip Harburg, that's very special. I think the whole country's going to be singing it before long.
If it's that good... why don't we hear it?
Let's play it right now. Judy Garland with Harold Arlen himself at the piano.
Somewhere over the rainbow, that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly. Why, oh, why can't I?
Well, you're certainly right there, Margaret. That Judy Garland is one talented girl. Hey, it's funny that you picked The Wizard of Oz. Did you know that Jerome Kern was originally scheduled to write the music to that movie?
Why, no, I didn't know that.
That, I tell you, one thing about Kern is he keeps on plugging in there. Only a couple of weeks ago, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II opened a beautiful musical on Broadway called Very Warm for May. And the music in it, I tell you, Margaret, is something else.
Oh, there's something about a Jerry Kern melody that always chokes me up, Professor.
Me too. I think one of the most beautiful songs that Kern and Hammerstein, who we know wrote The Immortal Showboat, as well as Sweet Adeline, one of the best songs they've come up with in years is in Very Warm for May. It's called All the Things You Are, and I'm happy to share it with our studio audience tonight.
Thank you. Excuse me, Professor.
Yes, what is it, Andy? Our announcer, folks, Andrew Wilson.
Just a reminder, a few words from our sponsor.
Oh, that's fine, Andy. I've got to go powder my nose anyhow.
Folks, this is your host, Larry Maslon. There's nothing like the rhythm and rhapsody of the Great White Way. People from all walks of life travel here to see the bright lights and the big stars of Broadway come out at night. Thousands of them. But where do they go when the curtain comes down and the marquees dim? Those in the know choose Leon and Eddie's at West 52nd Street and Broadway. Folks ask, what is it about Leon and Eddie's? Is it the cocktails? Is it the entertainment? Is it the dancing? Is it the fine dining? I say, it's all of the above. Leon and Eddie's. After the show, it's the best show in town.
That's Leon and Eddie's at the crossroads of Broadway and 52nd Street. Open weekends until 3 a.m. Tell your maitre d' that Broadway to Main Street sent you. Where everyone mingled, the roaring of the traffic and singing of the jingle.
Welcome back to Broadway to Main Street. The second half of our program will feature that legendary songwriting team, Dick Rogers and Larry Hart.
Excuse me, Professor. There's that young girl again here to see you.
Of course, Pops. Send her up. Folks, it's Ginny, the Footlights girl. You'll remember, she came to the big city from Shaker Heights in Ohio and is living at the Footlights Club, that residence for aspiring actresses made famous in Edna Ferber and George S. Kaufman's Stage Door. Well, hello, Ginny. Welcome.
Thanks there, Professor.
Oh, don't you start with that, too.
Sorry, Professor.
Say, Ginny, how's that autograph book of yours doing? Filling up?
Gosh, yes. Only this week I got the cast of the Philadelphia Story.
Mm.
Van Heflin, Shirley Booth, Joseph Cotton, and that swell Katharine Hepburn. She's the nuts.
And have you discovered any up-and-coming stars? You seem to have a nose for it.
Oh, there's the dreamiest new singer with the Harry James Orchestra. Some of the girls and me went out to a club in New Jersey to hear him, and Cole Porter was there, and he got up and announced Mr. Porter. Then he sang Night and Day for Mr. Porter, and he forgot all the words.
It sounds pretty disastrous to me.
Oh, no. We just wanted to hug the poor sweetheart and take him home.
Well, who is this new musical heartthrob?
His name is Frank Sinatra, and I brought along a record of him singing with Harry James.
All right, let's put it on.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in-between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. Oh, nothing at all.
Thanks, Ginny, for introducing us to this Sinatra fellow. We'll see you next week with some other new discoveries.
Sure thing, Professor. Oh, and give my best to Miss Lane.
Will do. Every week on Broadway to Main Street, we like to treat you to a song we think will become popular on the hit parade. Right now, there's a show called Yokel Boy, a kind of goofy musical comedy over at the Majestic. It stars Judy Canova and has a scene-stealing performance by a former burlesque comedian named Phil Silvers. It's got a terrific song in it called Comes Love, and we think you're going to love it too.
Great number, and that Phil Silvers fella sure cracks me up.
Welcome back, Margaret. Are you excited for our next guests?
Am I? Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart are the most successful songwriting team on Broadway. Ever since they came back from Hollywood a few years ago, they've had nothing but smash hits. Jumbo, Babes in Arms, I'd Rather Be Right, The Boys from Syracuse, and now Too Many Girls over at the Broadway Theater.
And I see Pops has brought them up in the elevator. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm Broadway to Main Street welcome to Dick Rogers and Larry Hart. Hello, Dick. Larry.
Hello. Hello, Professor.
Greetings, Professor.
Now, cut that out.
I've just been telling our audience what a smash Too Many Girls is. Are you happy with it, Dick?
Well, you know, Broadway's been serving up college football musicals since Good News back in the 1920s, but I think this one is fresh and original.
It's got a terrific production from our good friend Mr. George Abbott, and there's a real bright talent in a hard-working young singer from Cuba.
Desi Arnaz, that's his name, right?
And caramba, can he play those conga drums?
Why don't we play one of those Latin rhythms you came up with, Dick?
All right. This song is called She Could Shake the Maracas, and we're pretty proud of it.
Every Latin has a temper. Latins have no brain. And they quarrel as they walk in Latin lovers' lane. So before you lose your temper, listen, Señor Manuelito, and I tell to you the story of Pepita and Pepito. She could shake the maracas, she could play the guitar, but he lived in Havana and she done in Rio del Mar. So she shook her maracas in a Portuguese bar. While his songs in Havana, the distance between them was far. By and by, he got a job with a band in Harlem. She got a job with a band in Harlem. Ay, ay, ay. He said, I'm the attraction. She said, I am the star. But they finally married and now see how happy they are. So shake your maracas and play your guitar. I'm the attraction. She said, I am the star. But they finally married and now see how happy they are. So shake your maracas and play your guitar.
That's terrific, fellas. You know, Dick, you know, Larry, I think you said something earlier about how, even though this was a college football musical, the way Good News was back in 1927, you managed to do something fresh and original with it. I think that's the Rogers and Hart style. So let's hear another song that has an interesting take on that college idea. Love Never Went to College. Folks, this is Mary Jane Walsh from the cast currently performing in the Rogers and Hart hit Too Many Girls at the Broadway Theater.
A pretty girl and a bright young man try to be just friends but never can. That is what perplexes young folks of opposite sexes. Love tries to pull their legs a bit, so they're either in love or out of it. Love doesn't make much sense, but his technique is immense. Love never went to college, ignorant boy that, but think of the joy that he starts. His work requires no knowledge, so he can do it by using intuitive art. He just says, you two kids start falling in love, I ain't got brains, but I reigns over all these paws. Love never went to college, never had teaching, and yet he keeps reaching our hearts. Just says you two kids start falling in love. I ain't got brains, but I reigns over all these parts. Love never went to college, never had teaching, and yet he keeps reaching our hearts.
Now, I know there's a question all of our listeners would like to ask you.
Oh, goodness, not which comes first, the music or the lyrics.
I get asked that more often than, would you like to check your coat?
You can't blame folks for wanting to know. After all, the two of you make magic together.
You kind of say that, but it's not magic at all. It's hard work.
Maggie, it's true that, unlike some other songwriting teams, we're very involved with the stories, the plots, the characters, and so forth. So usually we know where the song is going and what it's supposed to do. That way I can give Dick an idea or a title.
And then I can write the melody.
And what happens next?
What happens next is that I spend the better part of a week trying to track Larry down.
Well, when you do, the results are usually pretty good. Let's give a listen to Mary Jane Walsh from the production of Too Many Girls, currently at the Broadway Theater.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know I was naive. I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was, too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Life, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Didn't know what time it was.
What a great number. How did you come up with that lyric, Larry?
He lost his watch again.
Dick loves to poke fun at what I call my liberal understanding of chronology. But when you get to the love ballad in a show, you've got to come up with something different, a point of view or an image that keeps it fresh. You can't just have the ingenue go downstage center and sing, "I'm in love with a wonderful guy," or something like that.
You two have got such a huge string of hits behind you. What's next for Rodgers and Hart?
Well, we've got a very amusing show coming into town for the spring called Higher and Higher. And we'll be working with a tremendous young talent, Josh Logan, who did I Married an Angel for us, as well as Knickerbocker Holiday, the Kurt Weill Show.
It's a kind of light-hearted look at the class system.
Goodness, you mean Bolsheviks and all that?
No, just a charming little bit of class warfare between a wealthy family and its servants here on Park Avenue.
Dick, Larry, have you come up with any great tunes for this new show yet?
Well, we're always playing around with something. We got a number we haven't quite worked out yet.
It's a variation on a torch song. You see, the girl wakes up and realizes that the boy had warned her if she didn't behave, he might leave her someday.
And now he has.
But that possibility had never entered her mind.
You wouldn't mind moving over to the piano and playing a bit of it, would you, Dick?
Normally, I wouldn't let the public hear something unfinished, but...
Oh, please, Dick!
Now, there's no lyric yet.
But just keep thinking, da-da-da entered my mind.
Here goes.
Thank you.
was beautiful, Dick.
Stunningly played. And I can't wait for that lyric, Larry.
Neither can I.
It's coming.
Folks, I'm sure those of you out there in the listening audience will agree that this was one of the nicest presents you're going to get this holiday season.
It sure was.
Well, we're just out of time on this episode of Broadway to Main Street. I want to thank our very special guests, Dick Rogers and Larry Hard.
Our pleasure, Professor.
And invite us back after Higher and Higher opens this spring.
We sure will. And as we're getting into the last month of 1939, let's close out with Walter Houston reminding us that it's a long way from May to December. September song from Knickerbocker Holiday. So long, friends. This is Larry Maslon, and we'll see you next week at the crossroads of the American musical, Broadway to Main Street.
From May to December, and the days grow short. When you reach September, and I have lost one tooth, and I walk a little lame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November, and these few golden days I'd spend with you. These golden days I'd spend with you. When you meet with the young men early in spring, they court you in song and rhyme. They woo you with words and a clover ring. But if you examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing. And a plentiful waste of time of day, a plentiful waste of time. But it's a long, long while from May to December. Will the clover ring last till you reach September? And I'm not quite equipped for the waiting game, but I have a little money and I have a little fame. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'd spend with you. These precious days I'd spend with you.
Tonight's broadcast of Broadway to Main Street was brought to you by Leon and Eddie's Restaurant. Our technical director was Solomon Lerner, and our cast included Maggie Lacey, David Pitu, and as your announcer, Andrew Weems.
Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.